With what's news from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. Drug makers were under intense scrutiny from lawmakers during a congressional hearing on Tuesday focused on the rising cost of prescription drugs.
The company that got the worst of it was certainly AbbVie. CEO Richard Gonzalez was accused of protecting the exclusivity of Humira, which is the world's best-selling drug, like, quote, Gollum with his ring, using patent lawsuits and other tactics to keep generic competition off the market.
Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant joins us in just a moment with more details on what's next. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen testifies before Congress Wednesday in what's expected to be an explosive hearing. He's expected to testify that the president engaged in criminal conduct while in office and answer questions from lawmakers about hush money payments he made to women during the 2016 presidential campaign. You can watch the hearing live and follow along with the latest updates from the Wall Street Journal at WSJ.com or on the WSJ app. And also on Capitol Hill, Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell takes questions from lawmakers for a second day. Powell answered questions on bank regulation and other topics on Tuesday, but was asked little about the path of rate hikes for the rest of the year. The Fed has put further increases on hold for the time being. The House of Representatives voted Tuesday to approve a bill to block President Trump's national emergency declaration over funding for a border wall. A vote in the Senate is expected in the coming weeks. The president has vowed to veto the measure. He's seeking to redirect federal funding toward building a wall at the border after Congress approved a spending bill appropriating $1.3 billion, far less than the $5.7 billion the president had demanded. The emergency declaration is also being challenged in the courts. Kraft Heinz's pricing strategy may have alienated supermarkets. Kraft and Heinz merged in 2015 and moved to raise prices on some of its products. The company also decided to scale back promotions and discounts in stores. The cost-cutting measures came as supermarkets and other retailers faced a squeeze from online sales and discount chains. Last week, Kraft Heinz wrote down the value of its Kraft and Oscar Mayer brands by $15.4 billion. Still to come, drug company executives face tough questions on Capitol Hill. Major drug makers are facing more scrutiny from lawmakers over pricing. Seven executives testified before the Senate Finance Committee on Tuesday. And while big drug companies may have survived the hearing, Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant says the industry is still under a microscope. He joins us now via Skype from Washington, D.C. to explain. Charlie, let's talk about some of the more intense moments from the hearing. Several members took the drug companies to task. You described some key exchanges in your piece for the Wall Street Journal, including a reference to the Lord of the Rings.
That's right. That's right. Senator Ron Wyden, the ranking minority member of the Senate Finance Committee for the Democrats, started his prepared remarks by greeting each of the seven drug company executives who came to testify one by one with an objectionable practice that he identified, in his opinion, for each of the companies. And the company that got the worst of it was certainly AbbVie. CEO Richard Gonzalez was accused of protecting the exclusivity of Humira, which is the world's best-selling drug, like, quote, Gollum with his ring, using patent lawsuits and other tactics to keep generic competition off the market. So that was a nice moment for fantasy novel enthusiasts, and an awkward one for the drug companies, for sure.
Right. Some tough words if we imagine the figure of the Gollum, actually.
Indeed.
Charlie, would you say any one or two particular companies took more heat from lawmakers than others?
I think AbbVie caught more than most, but it was pretty spread across the board. Senator Grassley, who is the committee chairman, Republican from Iowa, started the hearing by saying he's not here to point fingers. And, you know, they were really interested in more concrete solutions for how to fix drug pricing, make the system simpler, more fair to patients who end up having to not necessarily fully insured or underinsured. And, you know, it was more criticism of the industry as a whole rather than specific companies. It was not like, you know, the Martin Shkreli or Valiant hearings of several years ago where one company's sins were the subject of the hearing. This was much more solution focused for the most part.
Something we've been hearing a lot about is rebates, which the Trump administration wants to roll back. And this gets complicated because not all drug makers are on the same page here. And there's also a lot of finger pointing at who's to blame.
That's right. That's right. So drug companies have increasingly pointed to middlemen in the supply chain, like pharmacy benefit managers or drug wholesalers. And these companies, even though they don't set drug company list prices, that is still the responsibility of pharma. These companies benefit when drug prices go up, and they have leverage over some of the drug makers in terms of whether their drugs are on the approved list for insurers to reimburse and that sort of thing. And middlemen control these lists. And so the middlemen, of course, fire right back and say, wait a second, we don't set the drug prices, you do. We're here to negotiate on behalf of health plans and consumers. The trouble for the general public and the regulators and all the reporters covering this is we can never see the contracts that these companies sign to govern pricing and market share and that sort of thing. So everyone is pointing the finger, but we are kind of, it is kind of a he said, she said, rather than based on documentary evidence at this point.
And consumers are getting caught in the middle as drug prices continue to get higher. Will we have to wait for legislative changes or perhaps action from the Trump administration before we see any substantial changes from drug makers?
I think so. I think the first chance at this is the Trump administration's rule curbing the use of rebates in Medicare. It's a complicated rule. It has not been finalized. I think you can hear much more back and forth from the industry and policymakers before it becomes finalized, but the Trump administration is aiming to get that ready for January 1st. So even if there's no congressional legislation, you might see some big changes to how drugs are priced in this country before the 2020 election.
Aside from rebates, Charlie, did drug makers talk about any other factors that are causing prices to rise so high?
Yes. Merck CEO Kenneth Frazier was actually quite adamant about companies that he called abusive, i.e. the companies that buy up an old drug that have been on the market and has lost patent protection and raise the prices dramatically. And we've seen numerous examples of companies trying this tactic. Most famously was Valeant Pharmaceuticals or Turing Pharmaceuticals with Martin Shkreli from a few years ago. But this happens fairly often with smaller companies, you know, under the radar. And I think there was broad agreement even among the pharma CEOs that this sort of behavior needs to stop. And I think there's, you know, the bigger pharma companies want to point to the research and development they do and distinguish themselves from, you know, a profiteer who's just buying up an old drug and not doing any research for the market.
And we know this is a huge industry. Charlie, what would you say to investors in drug stocks?
I'd say that you're not out of the woods quite yet. This hearing was the second in a series of hearings. Before, you know, there's nothing's going to happen in the short term. So I don't think you should expect, you know, a big drug company sell off anytime soon. But, you know, the drug middlemen, the focus is going to turn to them soon. Senators made it clear that drug middlemen CEOs are going to be invited to testify at a hearing of their own. And I think that one could be even more intense.
That's Wall Street Journal Heard on the Street columnist Charlie Grant joining us via Skype from Washington, D.C. Thank you so much, Charlie.
Thanks for having me.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.